Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. This is the Wake Up Crew.
Get up in the morning, feeling mighty weak. A tossing and a turn. Well, I ain't had no sleep, oh baby. What roads all I've taken?
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
I gotta know, gotta know, gotta know. Well, you know, it's the middle of the week, maybe a little down, depressed. But no, you hear an Elvis song and boom.
Especially when it's Gotta Know.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when we first started playing that, I thought, I've never heard of that. I'd never heard of that song. And come to find out, it's on his Solid Gold record album from 1961, I think.
So it was an early hit?
It was a hit. But, you know, I thought I'd heard every song he ever sung. But till Dalton discovered it, no.
Well, and the reason I discovered it is because I was making opens for the show, and so I looked up Elvis Morning Song just to try to find anything, and that's the one that popped up.
Yeah,
and I was like,
wake
this
up
song's
in the morning.
Actually pretty good.
Yeah, Wake Up in the Morning. Yeah. If I ever go to a karaoke bar, which I'll never will, I will probably sing that song. I'll say, do you have I Gotta Know? And they'll go, no, we don't have that karaoke.
So use this one.
Brian and I need to go to a karaoke performance somewhere someday.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
I
know you need to go too, because, you know, you could critique the song.
I'm sitting in the back like
so
Simon Cowell.
He's in the back. He's doing this, or he's doing this, or maybe that.
more likely thumbs down, yeah. I would say. I forgot my train of thought. What I was going to talk
you
about.
You said something about middle of the week, so I don't know.
Well, you were just talking about Elvis.
No, we have a segment.
Yes.
That's right. We do have a segment, and I turn it over to Dalton here this morning.
I've got a little thing. This is not like a game or trivia or whatever, but it's just sort of like fun historical facts. And I guess you guys can, like, comment on them or pipe up. The first one is this. Did you know that Joe Biden was born closer to the Lincoln presidency than his own?
Okay, yeah, okay, wow.
So he was closer to Abraham Lincoln's presidency. This one I told you guys when we were talking
Joe's
about this.
Joe's getting up there.
Obama is the only U.S. president to serve under the same version of the flag that he was born under. And we kind of did a little
that was controversial
of this one. Yes, because I was like, that's not right!
No, I mean, you were slammed. You were literally slammed.
No, I was joking.
The flag was changed in 1960, and every other president
has been born
before that.
If he looks at his computer, he's not joking. That's for sure.
This one's interesting. Anne Frank and Martin Luther King Jr. would be the same age as Barbara Walters if they were still alive today.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
You think?
I have no way to fact check these. They were all born in 1929.
Okay.
All three of those individuals.
Really? Barbara Walters was up there then when she died? Wow.
I think so.
Yeah, she's gone now.
Well, I guess that might have been posted before.
Probably.
Jimmy Carter lived through 41% of the entire independent history of the United States of America.
41%?
Almost half of the entire history of the United States of America.
So he was, what, 100?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be almost half.
Well, 250 years coming up, so yeah.
So Timothy Chalamet, who's in, you know, that actor, is 29 years old, the same age that Jason Alexander was in the pilot of Seinfeld.
He was 29 when he started Seinfeld.
He was bald.
No, he looked like he was 49. Wow.
This is another one about Joe Biden's age. A lot of them tend to be about presidents' ages and stuff. So he was 82 when his term ended. That would be if Jimmy Carter's term ended in 2006.
Okay.
That's
all right. Yeah.
Been, yeah. Let's see. If Anne Frank had survived the Holocaust and lived as long as her father, she would have died in 2020.
You know, when you start to stop to think of it, that's really interesting. I mean, that. Because you never would think of that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And now, you know, I don't know where your source is, but that's pretty amazing they looked all that up.
William Howard Taft was the oldest living U.S. president when Jimmy Carter was born. He was 67.
Boy, now we've gone through the two oldest in the last 8 years.
Let's see. I'm skipping some of the Nintendo and the Ottoman Empire existed during the same time period. Nintendo was founded in 1889 and the Ottoman Empire ended in 1908.
Nintendo.
Nintendo existed at first as a card company.
Oh, okay.
Back to that Jimmy Carter thing. I've lived under the three of the oldest presidents.
Yeah, you have. Mm-hmm. That's
Reagan
right.
And
yeah, yeah. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and do some more when we come back here on the Wake Up Crew. It's 6:17.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. A few afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 95 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear skies. Light winds. Lows drop to 75. Then another afternoon chance for showers and storms on Thursday with highs heading back to 95. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 73.
Hi, I'm Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
Shop, donate, and save at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Come see us.
Yeah.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
Next on 101.9 100.5 WGNS, it's the Doug Young Educator of the Month, sponsored by City Tile and Floor Covering, spotlighting Martin Ridgely, a first grade teacher at Hobgood Elementary. He says some of the most important people in his life growing up were educators, and that inspired him to get into the profession.
I had a great amount of respect for them, and I knew that this was a very noble profession, and I had a desire to really help others.
Martin Ridgely, our Educator of the Month, talks about what he enjoys most about teaching first grade.
Students are building foundational skills that go on to support their learning for years to come. I enjoy creating a classroom community that encourages creativity and curiosity, where students feel safe to take risks, and it's just really rewarding to see their confidence grow as they begin to read and write and think more independently.
The Doug Young Educator of the Month, sponsored by City Tile and Floor Covering on Spring Street. Nominate an educator from our website, WGNSradio.com.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
If you're listening now, you're 50 years or older. Have you had an eye exam in the last year? I mean a thorough dilated eye exam, not just where you go in to get glasses, but a medical eye exam.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Like so many, the key is getting diagnosed and treated early.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
A new rule for the All-Star Game and a brief home run derby at the end. The National League beat the American League. Kyle Schwarber named game MVP. He had home runs in all three of his late swings. The National League had led 6-0 after six innings, in part due to Pete Alonso's three-run homer in the sixth. The American League eventually tied it, though, 6-6 with two runs in the ninth. The National League takes it in the swing-off. MLB's regular season games resume on Friday. The Rays would host postseason games in the 10,000-seat stadium they're using this year. Their usual stadium is unavailable all year after hurricane damage. Caitlin Clark is due to be in Friday's three-point shootout at WNBA All-Star Weekend, which is in Indianapolis. But in tonight's Indiana victory over Connecticut, Clark, who had 14 points, was injured, leaving late in the game with another groin injury. The Jets gave defensive back Sauce Gardner a four-year extension.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:21 here on the Wake Up Crew. We're powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric. Changing your HVAC filter every month helps your system run more efficiently and saves energy. That reminds me, I need to go do that. I need to change mine. Learn more at mte.com/myenergyplan.
I'll give you an unsolicited tip. Do it at the first of the month. That's when I change mine and the ones here.
Why is that?
Just because the first of the month, here are some things to do. Give the dogs their heartworm medicine, change the filters, put in the septic tank thingy.
I do mine about a week after Megan tells me to.
I do it probably every 3 months. I do it, but I don't do it that like once a month. I do it every 3 months, something like that.
Mine gets real gross, so it has to be done pretty frequently.
Yeah, well, I'm a clean freak.
Yeah.
Well, you are too.
Yeah, my house is clean.
Dog hair.
Dog hair, dust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got sidetracked. Sorry. Didn't mean to do that. Our good neighbor of the day is Yvette Clark for helping keep the staff at MTSU well connected in all she does in information technology. Yvette Clark will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Today's good neighbor of the day. You can send in a good neighbor simple text 615-893-1450 with the word neighbor. You'll get a reply. It'll say, tap this link. You do that. Takes you to the website, fill out the information, click submit. It's very easy. Also, 615-893-1450 is that number, by the way. I think I said that. But you can go to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor as well. Same phone number for birthdays and anniversaries. Just hit us up on the text line, 615-893-1450.
Well, today's a big one. It is National Hot Dog Day.
Oh, man.
No, not a real dog. Like a hot dog, like the food.
I never can understand why I can't. The hot dogs I have at home are never as good as you get at a ballpark or. Mm. Why is that, Dalton? Or you
How
know,
are you cooking them?
On a hot dog restaurant? Well, I like to grill mine, but I don't always do that. I usually just microwave them or put them in the air fryer.
Now, a cast iron skillet? Make a pretty good hot dog.
Okay.
And it's you got to get the right kind. A nice, thick, all-beef hot dog is going to do better. And there's so many varieties of hot dogs.
After seeing the hot dog eating contest, I haven't eaten one since. But I did see that if you spiral cut your hot dog and put, like, barbecue sauce on it and put it in the air fryer, that's really good that way. So
when I'm cooking my hot dog, I take some hot sauce and I toss it in the skillet and roll it around in there and cook the hot sauce on the outside, and that's pretty good.
Wow, you guys are hot dog connoisseurs. Didn't know that. Our song of the day, it's one of the greatest workout songs ever made. It's from Rocky III, Eye of the Tiger.
I honestly thought it was in the first one. I didn't know that.
I was going to say, so synonymous with Rocky that I thought it was in the first movie.
No, Rocky III, which I think is actually the best one.
Probably so.
A lot of people disagree. 6:24 here. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew on a Wednesday.
We're visiting with a resident at Stones River Manor who has her own apartment in independent living. I see you have a whole collection of antique churns. What's the story behind that one?
Bought it at an auction. I told my husband, I said, don't go too high on it, maybe $35. And there was this guy, he kept on bidding. And my husband said, I'm going to get it. I don't care what it costs. And he kept on and he gave $85 for it. That was a lot of money for us back then.
Learn more online at stonesrivermanor.com.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. A situation initially labeled as an active shooter situation in Smyrna late yesterday ended with one man in custody. No injuries were reported. It all unfolded at a liquor store near Lee Victory Parkway. Details are limited, but a man with a weapon barricaded himself inside the store, police say, leading to several hours of negotiations and even road closures in the area. The motive behind the situation is unclear. Police say the man eventually surrendered without incident.
After months of very public pressure from residents, the Tennessee Valley Authority is said to be exploring alternative sites for a methane-fueled power plant in Cheatham County. According to TVA officials, the site off Lockhartsville Road is no longer TVA's preferred alternative. The announcement comes after a significant public outcry against the proposal from Cheatham County residents, including country music artist John Rich, who said he spoke all the way to President Donald Trump to consider a new area for the plant. TVA is evaluating the nearby industrial park as a potential site. More news in 30 seconds.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their healthcare providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
School districts across the state are working to fine-tune policies regarding cell phone usage by students. This time, it's Wilson County, working to craft rules that work for them. Following a meeting this week, the Wilson County School Board decided to ban cell phones and other devices during class time. But when it comes to students using phones between class and lunch, it's up to individual school administrators. More rules could be applied if schools struggle with enforcement. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGN.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we're going to have a little Today in History coming up at 6:27. Good Neighbor events coming up along with Rewind and another check of the forecast. It's our first look at traffic coming up in about 6:34. And let's not forget, later on this hour, it's the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf.
Did you see him charge up for that one? He went... And then that was the noise he made.
I think he's lost it.
That dog got hit by a car, I think. That wolf.
That dog. Matt Dog with your entertainment report.
Might as well, the way you're doing the impression.
Wow.
That's an elephant.
So,
isn't that an elephant? Yeah, there you go. All right. And Dalton's got some fun facts, some historic.
Yes. Before we get facts. To today in history, here's some. This is a subreddit, so this is on reddit.com. And the subreddit is called Barbara Walters for Scale. Is the name of the subreddit. The age gap between Al Pacino and his youngest son, you know, Al Pacino had a son born recently, is older than Joe Biden. The age gap between Al Pacino and his youngest son is longer than Joe Biden's life.
Gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow. He's looking bad, too, Al.
Yeah. Yeah. Bad. Well, he's got a newborn.
What is he, 88?
Something like that, yeah. If you were in kindergarten when Donald Trump first assumed office in January of 2017, you will finish up your college applications with him still president in January of 2029. Isn't that crazy? Makes you feel old, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Picasso.
It feels like Trump's been president all my life, actually. I don't know.
Pablo Picasso was still alive when Sweet Caroline was released, so he could have listened to Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond.
Oh,
while
gosh,
he was
come
music.
On. Really?
Isn't that crazy? Let's see. I'm just trying to find. Principal Skinner from The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
When that show came out and when he was introduced, he fought in Vietnam. But now the age gap, he would have fought in Iraq instead of Vietnam because that show's been on for so long.
How many years has it been on? 20? Is it
30? 33 or something. If Donald Trump became president at the same age as Theodore Roosevelt, he would have been elected in 1988.
Okay.
For his first term. There's another one about Joe Biden's age. Joe Biden's great-grandson will turn 82, the current age of Joe Biden, in 2107.
It's a lot of Joe Biden stuff, isn't it?
It is. It's a lot of presidential stuff. Mm-hmm. Every living president, except for Barack Obama, could have attended high school together in 1960. So Bill Clinton, George Bush, Joe Biden, Donald Trump all could have attended high school together.
We got more to come. I think you've got a few more left in
the
tank.
Oh, I got plenty, yeah.
All right, we'll do a few more when we come back. But we've got Today in History coming up, brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security. Get back in time. Woo-hoo!
And the year is 1661. first banknotes in Europe are issued by the Bank of Stockholm. Need to ask Bart about that and see if that really did happen. In 1941, Joe DiMaggio goes 3-for-4, hitting in his 56th straight game.
Bart would know about that one, too.
In 1945, the first test detonation of an atomic bomb. It was in New Mexico as part of the U.S. Manhattan Project.
Bart was involved in the Manhattan Project.
1957, is it his birthday today? No, that was yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm glad. I'm glad we said happy birthday.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, is this our last day on the air?
1957, U.S. Marine Major John Glenn sets transcontinental speed record. 1969, Apollo 11 is launched, carrying the first men to land on the moon.
I'm going to step off the land now. One step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Was that real?
Yeah. That did. I love when people talk about it being fake, and they're like, well, how did they get the footage? And I'm like, have you seen it?
Yeah.
I could get that footage anywhere on Earth if you gave me enough time. It looks horrible.
It is pretty. It does look horrible, really.
Well, I mean, they
which
were
makes me think, makes me kind of go, yeah, that was.
They were sending it from space. Yeah. I think if they were faking it, it would have looked better.
Yeah, yeah. So, didn't they have a movie about something like that though?
Recently, it was good.
Capricorn 1 or something. About, there was one back in the 70s.
Well, there was one. Who was in it? Scarlett Johansson was in it, and the Magic Mike guy. What's his name? Channing Tatum.
Oh yeah.
And it was about them faking it as a backup in case they couldn't.
That's pretty good. In 1972, Smokey Robinson, The Miracles, final live performance. In 1999, John Kennedy Jr., his wife Carolyn Bessette Kennedy, and sister-in-law Lauren Bessette are killed in the plane crash off the coast of Martha's Vineyard. The plane was piloted by Kennedy. And in 2001, Jurassic Park 3, starring Sam Neill and William Macy, premieres in the U.S.
And we're still going strong with Jurassic.
They're still making them.
Yeah. That's just come out, didn't it? Scarlett Johansson.
Uh-huh.
All right. That's going to do it for today in history and this portion of the Wake Up Crew. Brandon Brooks standing by with Rewind at 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind. July 16th, 1989. Actress Rebecca Schaefer.
Hi, I'm Patty Russell, and this is my sister Sam.
The star of the sitcom My Sister Sam was shot to death at her home in Los Angeles by an obsessed fan. She was 21. This date in 2001.
Sounds dangerous.
It's very dangerous.
Count me in.
Dennis Quaid.
My most successful relationship of my life.
And Meg Ryan.
Yes! Yes!
Were divorced after 10 years of marriage. And July 16th, 2017.
Welcome.
Night of the Living Dead filmmaker George Romero died at 77.
A night of total terror.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options to cover your small business needs and more. Visit progressive.com today.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. A few afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 95 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 75. Then another afternoon chance for showers and storms on Thursday with highs heading back to 95. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 73.
Good morning. A little bit more volume in the last few minutes coming up through Antioch on 24 westbound at Bell Road. You got all that traffic trying to build in already from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Still looks good right now on 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane. That'll all change probably in the next 30 minutes in that area. It's going to get heavier there in the next few minutes. Also there, 65 south coming through Madison. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, it doesn't matter what county you live in here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by the law offices of John Day, AmeriCare Pest Control, and Old National Bank.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I've overrun with pests, but you're gonna be sure safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. This is the weekend for A Taste of Rutherford. It's the annual fundraiser for Main Street Murfreesboro. Over 25 restaurants offer you the best on their menu. And it's on the lawn at Oakland's Mansion this coming Saturday night, 6 until 9. Get in touch with Main Street Murfreesboro. Maybe you just moved here and want to learn more about local history. Well, you need to head over to the one-room Ransom Schoolhouse this Saturday morning. Members of the Historical Society will be there to answer your questions. It's all free, including the coffee and donuts. Well, you need to drop by the old one-room Ransom Schoolhouse anytime this Saturday morning between 9 and noon. Ransom School is at 717 North Academy Street. Now listen closely. The new date for Greenhouse Ministries Fix-It Fair and Bike Repair will be Saturday, July 26th. It's a week away. That's from 8 in the morning until noon on Saturday, July 26th at Greenhouse Ministries. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Hey, did you see that crowd last week?
Well, it's the 50th season. What'd you expect? Fireworks?
Nah, just sweet corn and smiles.
This year marks 50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. After my husband died, I didn't want to cook for one anymore. Everything just got too tedious.
How long did you look around?
I did not look around. I did not even consider any place else.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kids' college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Folks, I hope you're listening every Sunday night at 8 o'clock to the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. We'll talk about some local politics, national politics, all types of topics, all types of guests. That's 8 o'clock Sunday night, Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Talk to you then.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dickens, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
6:39 on this. Well, going to be hot and humid with some showers. That's all I can tell you.
Welcome to summer.
Yeah. And to be careful driving out there today. We are going now with our dad joke of the day. Now, you had like 4 or 5 thumbs up in a row until yesterday. And then you kind of lost it, I thought. I really thought he went kind of berserk. Pointing at us and, you know, like threatening fingers and stuff. I mean, this was bad. It was bad. Nobody could see it, but it was bad. So we're going to give you another opportunity and see if you can't straighten up a little bit.
Okay, thank you. Wonderful. Introduction. Why did the orange stop halfway up the hill?
I don't know why.
He ran out of juice.
That made sense. I'm going to give him a thumbs up.
I'm going to give it a thumbs down.
Oh, so who wins that when you do that?
We default to positive, so that's
okay,
a thumbs up.
Okay, all right. Thumbs up. So disagreement on that, but you're probably happy.
It did make sense.
Yeah, that's what I was going by. If I were rating it on a scale of 1 to 10, it would have been like a
3.
Yeah, something like that. So see, thumbs up or better. See? 651, 41, whatever.
CBS News Brief. A growing number of Republicans urging Attorney General Pam Bondi to release Justice Department files on the late pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
It's a very delicate subject, but we should put everything out there and let the people decide it.
He spoke on the Benny Johnson Show podcast. Police in Los Angeles have revealed details on the 22-year-old man arrested in the murders of American Idol suspect Robin Kay and her husband, Lieutenant Guy Golan.
When the homeowners returned back to their residence, a violent struggle ensued between them and the suspect, who was already inside their home, which resulted in the victims tragically losing their life.
2,000 National Guard troops sent into L.A. during ICE protests have been ordered to go home. Mayor Karen Bass.
I am here to say that we've had an important victory. I think because Los Angeles stood strong.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
The Rutherford County Sheriff's Office is calling on drivers to help solve a tragic murder that claimed the life of a Smyrna resident. On Saturday, July 12th, 22-year-old Noah Taylor was fatally shot while driving on Interstate 24 near the Waldron Road interchange. Investigators believe dash cam footage from motorists traveling between Interstate 840 and the Bell Road exit between 7 and 8 a.m. could provide critical leads. Detective Thomas Burnett urged drivers to review their footage and report anything suspicious. Crime Stoppers is offering up a $1,000 reward for information leading to an arrest, while Taylor's family has added another $2,000 to encourage tips. Noah's relatives described the loss as devastating, with his aunt Rachel Jacob organizing a fundraiser to assist with funeral costs. Jacob shared that Taylor had just celebrated his 22nd birthday and was looking forward to the future, making his death all the more heartbreaking. To share information, call Detective Burnett at 615-904-3052 or Crime Stoppers at 615-893-7867. Callers may remain anonymous. At the same time, Rutherford County residents are facing rising gas prices. Tennessee's average climbed to $2.79 per gallon, up 6 cents from last week, but still below the national average of $3.15. Stephanie Milani, spokesperson for the AAA, the Auto Club Group, cited higher crude oil cost and reduced fuel supplies as key factors behind the increase. Drivers in Murfreesboro and across the county are reminded to plan ahead as market fluctuations continue to impact prices at the pump. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Play an old guitar, 9:30 past 1. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
WGNS. Our family at Demas's Restaurant are proud to support local emergency responders who put their lives on the line for our community each and every day. This is Peter Demas, and here is this week's Demas's Emergency Responder of the Week.
A motorist with a flat tire was stranded on the roadside when Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue's crew number 3 stopped to offer assistance. The trunk was loaded with a heavy, foldable wheelchair. Plus, the temporary tire did not have the proper air pressure. Well, this Good Samaritan pit crew had the proper tools. Quickly, Chad Davis, Ryan Battle, Sam Bennett, Hunter Martin, and Joseph Decker had the senior citizen on the road again.
When you see a firefighter, police officer, paramedic, or telecommunicator going the extra mile, let WGNS know, and we at Demas's Restaurant will salute them as the emergency responder of the week.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's Word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. A man accused of shooting at Memphis police officers downtown on the 4th of July has been arrested. Police say 22-year-old Victor Peeler was taken into custody by the MPD Fugitive Unit. This stems from a chaotic call downtown about 2 a.m. in Memphis after reports of a man with a weapon in a crowd. Police say Peeler fled before he could be arrested. Peeler was charged with 12 counts of criminal attempted first-degree murder and reckless endangerment. The city of Pikeville has been put on notice by state regulators. A recent inspection report from the Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation reveals that there were several violations at the Pikeville wastewater treatment plant, including high levels of E. coli in the treated water. The state expressed concerns about how the wastewater could affect the ecosystem downstream. A letter requiring the issues be addressed has been sent to city leaders. More news in 30 seconds.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their healthcare providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
You may have noticed the price of stamps on the rise this week. The price of first-class forever stamps has increased by 7.4%, rising from 73 cents to now 78. The Postal Service says the price adjustments are needed to achieve the financial stability sought by the organization's Delivering for America 10-year plan. The USPS says its prices are still the most affordable in the world. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on The Wake Up Crew, and if you are driving around and you want to hear some hot historic facts, fun facts, this is the place this morning because Dalton's got one more set for us.
Yes. Me at the Zoo. The first video uploaded to YouTube was posted 20 years ago.
It's been 20 years?
It's been 20 years since the first video was posted.
Wow, time flies.
YouTube.
When you're having fun?
I don't know how much fun I'm having.
I was 48. Jeez. Okay.
At the end of Donald Trump's second term, he will be 82 years old. If John F. Kennedy had lived and instead served as president at the same age, he would have left office in 1999. I'm going to read that one again.
Okay, yeah, if he'd have lived.
Donald Trump, at the end of Donald Trump's second term, he will be 82. If John F. Kennedy had lived, and instead of being president when he was, served at the same age Donald Trump did, he would leave office in 1999. So John F. Kennedy would have been 82 yeah. in 1999.
So if Kennedy didn't run for president until he was in his 70s, like
right.
Trump did, it would have been, yeah.
Thanks for clearing that up for me, Brian.
Now, this is... This is another, it's political, but I'm Dick Van Dyke, right? Famous movie star, who made a speech with Martin Luther King as a spectator in 1964, lived long enough to endorse Kamala Harris in 2024.
Yep.
Which is crazy.
Yep. He's almost 100.
Yeah, I guess he will be this year, won't he?
I think so.
This one's great. These are the ages of the founding fathers. James Monroe was 18, Aaron Burr was 20, Alexander Hamilton, 24, James Madison, 25, Thomas Jefferson, 33, John Adams, 40, George Washington, 44. If the Declaration of Independence was signed today, Monroe would have been born in 2007, Burr in 2005, Hamilton in 2004, Madison in 2000, Jefferson in 1992, Adams in 1985, and George Washington in 1981.
They'd have been a young little group, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you think about it, they were really young.
They were all younger than me.
Yeah. I mean,
the way I
except, well, yeah, even Washington.
Yeah, because I was born in 75.
Yeah. Mary Poppins came out over 60 years ago, and three-fourths of the actor, the main cast, are still alive.
That's amazing. That is an amazing fact there. All right, give us one more.
One more. Let's see if I can find a good one. Pope Francis and FDR were both in office for exactly 4,422 days.
Is that weird?
That's weird. That's yeah. just a fun, like, that's just a weird one.
All right. Thank you, Dalton, for that research for us. It's time to celebrate some birthdays today.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Brian, maybe you can add some fun facts to this. You never know. Okay?
Okay, I'll try.
1821, Mary Baker Eddy, American founder of the religious movement, the Christian Science, or Science and Health, born in New Hampshire. 1887, Shoeless Joe Jackson, American baseball outfielder. He was in the Black Sox scandal. You know, they betted against, you know, they tried to lose, in
yeah.
other words. In
he
the
bet
World
his
Series.
Shoes, I guess, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. Born in Pickens County, South Carolina, died in 1951. And then there was light. This is really strange.
The light just cut on in
we've
the studio.
We've been in darkness for like, 30
an
minutes?
An hour, yeah.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, the lights came on. Nobody...
You turn the lights on with your mind.
1907.
Yeah, don't talk too loud.
Orville Redenbacher, American popcorn magnate. Orville Redenbacher's gourmet popcorn.
I'm Orville Redenbacher from Valparaiso, Indiana. Can you tell which popcorn is my famous gourmet popping corn? Mine pops so much bigger, it's blowing the top right off of the popper. Mine eats better, too. Try my gourmet popping corn. You'll taste the difference, or my name isn't Orville Redenbacher.
In 1911, Ginger Rogers, American actress, dancer, and singer, born in Independence, Missouri.
Seldom has the screen seen a love story as romantic as that of Kitty Boyle. Directed by Sam Wood, who gave you Goodbye, Mr. Chips, and acted by a superb cast including Eduardo Cianelli, Ernest Cossack, and Gladys Cooper. Kitty Boyle brings you the modern motion picture at its exciting best.
She did a lot of dancing with Fred Astaire. They were the big dance combination. 1943, Jimmy Johnson, American NFL coach of the Dallas Cowboys and the Miami Dolphins. You know, I forgot he was coach of the Dolphins for a while, too.
Yeah, right before he went to Fox.
Yeah, left Dallas and went to Miami, then he went to Fox, right?
Yes, and now he is retired from Fox.
In 1958, Michael Flatley, Irish choreographer, he was the creator of The Lord of the Dance.
Chandler, what phenomenon scares the bejesus out of him?
Michael Flatley, Lord of the Dance!
His legs flail about as if independent from his body.
In 1914, Samuel Colt, American inventor and industrialist, created the Colt or shot revolver. And 1860, Lizzie Borden, American woman acquitted of the murder of her parents, gave her mother 40 whacks, born in Fall River, Massachusetts. That may have been the tomorrow's birthdays, but anyway, I read a couple of them. Ready for some local birthdays?
I'm still kind of stuck on the 40 smacks. That killed her. Wow. You're lucky to be alive, son.
Okay, here we go. Really wish I hadn't brought that up. Shannon Cush, John Garrett, Gary Sladen, Vic Rumor, Daniel Curry, JoJo Collier, Edna Windrow, Mike Courtney, Tamara Neely, and Michelle Burke have birthdays today.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these folks, get them into us. 615-893-1450 is the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's the website. And Banana Pudding Surprise. Get them in, get them in, get them in.
We've got weather coming up. Our final look at the weather this morning. And then it's the news at the top of the hour. Our time, 6:55.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. A few afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 95 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear skies. Light winds. Lows drop to 75. Then another afternoon chance for showers and storms on Thursday with highs heading back to 95. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 73.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Seriously looking at solar power generation? MTE offers a free consultation with an energy expert and has an entire library of educational resources. To learn more, visit mte.com/prosolar.
Good morning. On the scene of an accident, looks like a one-car wreck, Ellington Parkway northbound at Broadmoor. It's starting to build now on 24 West up through Antioch. Here comes that traffic in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. It's also increased with volume coming down I-40 right now in Wilson County as you continue on through the Hermitage area. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, no matter what county you live in here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out first at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
You bringing your tomatoes this Friday?
Sure am. Pick fresh this morning.
And I'll bring the sourdough.
Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1, at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
Do you even take the kitchen sink?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
How about Uncle John?
We take it.
Shopping at the ReStore, yeah.
My grandmother and Ms. Adams were best friends. Anyway, she said, Betty, you need to come to Adams' place. You'd love it.
We're talking with Betty Kirksey.
They go above and beyond of what their job is. I wish Ms. Adams was still living so I could tell her, you were right. It is where I should be, and it's very nice.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me for more information about Adams Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from...
It was a big day for streaming shows with the Emmy nominations. And did The Bear do well?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Chef.
Yes, Chef. There you go.
Of course it did. 13 nominations for the show, including Outstanding Comedy Series and a Best Supporting Actress nod for Liza Colon-Zayas.
I have been in this kitchen since before you were born.
She plays Tina Marrero, a role she won the Emmy for last year, and she told me she's all about that fan love.
I love it because I feel like it's for all the best reasons, that it speaks so authentically to our humanity and to our mess.
The Primetime Emmy Awards happen September 14th on CBS. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And we have a good neighbor to announce today. That's right, it's Yvette Clark, today's good neighbor of the day for helping keeping the staff at MTSU well-connected in all she does in information technology. Yvette's going to receive flowers from Jeannie Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. They're over here on 117 South Academy Street and News Radio WGNS.
And if you or someone if you would like to nominate someone as good neighbor of the day, it's really easy to do that. Text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head on over to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Now, birthdays are a similar process, except for it is WGNSradio.com/birthdays, and you're just going to call or text those birthdays into that same phone number. And the prize is a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our good friends over at Slick Pig Barbecue.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. Learn more at johndaylegal.com.
We've got random questions. We've got a game to play. And we've got Brian to lead
what
us.
What else do you need?
To lead us all the way.
I could do without one of those things.
Yeah, I'm about to get sick.
Random questions?
I'm really getting sick. It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
House Speaker wants Epstein files released.
We should put everything out there and let the people decide it.
American Idol executive shot dead.
Right now, it is an apparent random attack.
A dramatic end to the All-Star Game.
It was a lot of fun, and the players were all into it, too.
Good morning. I'm Cammy McCormick with a CBS World News Roundup. President Trump and the Attorney General are under increasing pressure from members of both parties to reveal everything from the Jeffrey Epstein case. And House Speaker Mike Johnson has weighed in, saying the public should see the files. Scott McFarlane is at the Justice Department.
President Trump defended Attorney General Pam Bondi while suggesting some files related to Jeffrey Epstein could be released.
Credible information, let him give it. Anything that's credible, I would say let them have it.
Trump supporters have accused Bondi of withholding Epstein records after the Department of Justice released an unsigned memo last week saying the convicted sex offender didn't have a client list and they wouldn't disclose any more information. House Speaker Mike Johnson, a strong Trump ally, is calling for more transparency.
It's a very delicate subject, but we should put everything out there and let the people decide it.
Tuesday, Bondi declined to answer a series of questions about the controversy.
Nothing about Epstein. I'm not going to talk about Epstein.
Then told CBS News she's not leaving her position, as some have called for her to do.
In Los Angeles, an executive at American Idol has been murdered along with her husband. Police say it happened after a break-in at her home several days ago. Carter Evans reports Robin Kay, a music supervisor, and her husband Thomas DeLuca were found shot to death Monday. A suspect is in custody.
The LAPD says officers first received a call about a suspected burglary at the house last Thursday.
My renter saw somebody hopping the fence, but that was back on Thursday. She called 911, but we didn't hear anything since then.
But they say they found no evidence of forced entry or trouble and were unable to enter the property. Police now say surveillance video shows the suspect, 22-year-old Raymond Budarian, entered the home that day through an unlocked door after scaling the exterior fence. They say he was there approximately half an hour before the couple returned. That's when police say a violent struggle ensued, and Kay and DeLuca were shot multiple times. Budarian was arrested yesterday without incident.
President Trump's clawback package targeting foreign aid and public broadcasting is making its way through the Senate, as Jennifer Kuiper reports.
The Senate clears the second of two procedural votes on the rescissions package to cancel billions of dollars in foreign aid as well as NPR and PBS funding. It was the same 51-50 with Vice President J.D. Vance casting the tie-breaking vote. GOP Senators McConnell, Murkowski, and Collins voted no. Up next is a Votorama today.
The Atlantic is reporting that 5 months into its dismantling of foreign aid programs, the Trump administration is giving the order to incinerate nearly 500 metric tons of emergency food. That's enough to feed 1.5 million children. Russia pounded Ukraine again overnight, targeting its energy infrastructure. The latest bombardment comes after President Trump gave Russian President Putin a 50-day deadline that many fear could lead Putin to step up his attacks, even under the threat of severe sanctions. At least 15 people were injured in the latest attacks. In Cuba, a government minister has been forced to resign over comments about poverty there. CBS News correspondent Elaine Cobb has more.
Cuba's labor minister has resigned after her claims that there are no beggars in the country, only people pretending to be, prompted outrage. Even Cuba's president took to social media to denounce the lack of sensitivity in addressing vulnerability. Marta Elena Feto Cabrera had also suggested that roadside windshield cleaners live easy lives. Figures show rising poverty in Cuba, where the economy has shrunk by 11% over the past 5 years.
You're listening to the Wednesday Morning World News Roundup from CBS News. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey! Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
President Trump has released 2,000 of the National Guard troops deployed to Los Angeles over the immigration raids. Mayor Karen Bass.
This is a victory, and this is a victory that is the result of our city standing strong and standing united and saying this was not necessary.
The troops had grown to more than 4,000 after nightly protests in the city's downtown. An Orange County landscaper and father of three U.S. Marines was released from ICE custody yesterday. His son, Alejandro, was there to greet him.
It was emotional for sure. I was just happy that I could finally hug him and see him face to face and then take him home.
Narisco Barranco had been in the country since the 1990s and was in the process of applying for parole in place, which is a program that allows immediate relatives of military members to apply for legal status. The Trump administration says it's deported a group of men convicted of violent crimes to the small African country of Eswatini, the latest expansion of deportations to far-flung places. CBS's Lilia Luciano reports on a growing number of apps that migrants are turning to for the location of ICE agents.
People feel like they're being hunted.
Peter, who asked us not to use his last name, runs an animal rescue and developed the Coqui app.
Why did you decide to create this app?
There is the desire to protect the people that you love, but there's also a very practical reason. We need help here, and we need workers to get to work.
People weren't showing up to work?
Correct. The people were scared to leave their homes.
CBS's Stacey Lynn reports for the first time ever, Major League Baseball's All-Star Game was decided by a swing-off.
It was an epic home run derby tiebreaker. The teams had to pick three players to each take three swings, and Philly slugger Kyle Schwarber homered on all three of his shots, as heard on Fox.
With the hat trick, look out, Chop House! National League takes the lead 4-3.
National League manager Dave Roberts.
It was a lot of fun, and the cool thing is that we got to see the players were all into it, too.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
There's an unusual auction today, a 54-pound rock, believed to be the largest piece of Mars ever found on Earth. It could fetch between $2 and $4 million. It's 6 feet tall and nearly 11 feet long. Scientists think it was blown off the surface of Mars by a massive asteroid strike. Time on the roundup, 8 minutes past the hour.
Hey, Green Goblin here. So you've got a clogged drain in your bathroom. Water in the sink's overstaying its welcome. You're spitting today's toothpaste on top of yesterday's toothpaste. You hope that it'd go away. Yeah, clogs don't just go away. I make them go away. I'm Green Goblin, the only clog dissolver you need. I'm bleach-free, safe for your pipes, and I work. Guaranteed or your money back. Because I never met a clog that was going to unclog itself. Green Goblin. Let the gobbler get it.
Uma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Uma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Uma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Uma.
Nice. Find your business comm at uma.com/radio.
Get the latest national news all day from CBS News Radio right here on News Radio WGNS. I'm Steve Kathan. Now back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Brian Barrett here with you at 7:09. You're listening into the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. More fun and information is straight ahead. Speaking of information, we've got to check on traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun, Toots. Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. A few afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 95 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear skies. Light winds. Lows drop to 75. Then another afternoon chance for showers and storms on Thursday with highs heading back to 95. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 73.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. We're watching it get a little bit heavier here in the last few minutes. 24 westbound up through Antioch, passing Bell Road. You got all that traffic pushing in right now from Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, towards Nashville. It's also picked up westbound Vietnam Vets there at Conference Drive, all that traffic flowing through Hendersonville through Sumner County right now. As you continue towards Nashville, Wilson County traffic, a little bit of radar. Be careful as you travel down I-40 this morning, especially traveling through the Mount Juliet area. When you need dependable towing for a car, big truck, it doesn't matter what county you're in, call STR Towing and Recovery here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Car Talks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Selling your home, farm, or have an estate to settle, auctions are easy, fast, and profitable. You don't have to worry about the hassle of repairs or showings, and you'll receive multiple offers on auction day.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Well, welcome back to The Wake Up Crew. This is episode 1700 of the years-long experiment, The Wake Up Crew.
It's too many episodes.
It is July 16th. It's a Wednesday morning, so let's see. Wednesday, that means what is it today? Wednesday. Wednesdays are...
It's hump day.
Hump day.
Woo-woo!
It is hump day.
We didn't even do that at 6 o'clock.
No.
What's wrong with me?
Ah, you've gone rogue.
I was so interested in getting to the historic facts.
Yeah.
That was a fun segment.
You're giving me a death stare.
I am.
Why?
I like the historic facts. Y'all can make fun of me, but I like them.
I like them too. I don't know. And he's saying I'm giving him a death stare.
Did you know that if the Golden Girls premiered today, they would have all been born in the 60s and 70s?
Really?
So, you know.
You didn't like that one that much, did you?
Yeah, I did like it. That means they would have been that
my age or your age.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I can't help it.
How about, you know, songs that only became famous because they were in a movie? And I learned something new with this one today. This is from Rocky III. Not the original Rocky or Rocky II. No.
That was Rocky theme. The 1 and 2 is the Rocky theme. That's what you're thinking of.
Yeah. And so this was the one
I just thought they were both in it.
The guy who played B.A. Baracus, right? Mr. T.
Yeah.
Mr. T was the villain.
Pity the fool.
Yeah. Did he say that in that?
Yeah.
Or was it in it?
No, he said it. He said
that was his catchphrase.
He said that in the movie.
He said it in cereal commercials.
He was better in the movie than he ever was in the
TV show.
Yeah, he was funny and yeah, he was great.
So, but his line.
Isn't he the one in Clubber? No. The Russian killed Apollo Creed.
Draco.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't like Rocky IV because it was all revenge movie.
I still think.
It's the shortest movie I've ever watched.
I still think the best Rocky movie out of all of them is Creed.
Oh well, yeah. I mean, wasn't thinking of that terms, but Creed was great.
I mean, it's so good. Yeah, Creed. And
Creed,
second one's pretty good.
Yeah, Creed and
the
Rocky III.
The third one wasn't great, but the first one was, man, that was a good movie.
Rocky V, and I'll tell you what, Rocky Balboa, the last one that he did by himself.
In like the 2000s?
Yeah, it was a lot better than I thought it would be.
I didn't see that one. Yeah. I know he did that, and he did a Rambo movie.
The guy that's played in This Is Us, the actor, he played his son. It's a lot better than I thought. I have not seen that one. You need to watch that. Brian, Rocky Balboa. It's the fifth or sixth installment.
It was just Rambo. He did in 2008, right around, and he produced both of those.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm running out of money. I got to do another Rambo and another Rocky.
When you said the shortest movie that you've ever seen, this is kind of silly. This says like 7 seconds, but I wouldn't consider those movies. But of actual movies, the top 10, Modern Times, 1936, 87 minutes.
Well, that was in...
Yeah. The Iron Giant, 1999, 86 minutes. It was animated.
That's interesting. Because normally they say a feature film is 90 minutes.
My Neighbor Totoro, Persona in 1966 was 83 minutes. Passion of Joan Arc, 82 minutes. Toy Story, 95, 81 minutes.
Huh.
Before Sunset, 2004, only 80 minutes. The General, 1926 was 79 minutes. And had Buster Keaton in it. Number two was The Kid, 53 minutes, which was a Charlie Chaplin movie, and Sherlock Jr. in 1924. So they were all older movies for the most part.
I'm telling you, Rocky IV, I think that it's got to be an hour, and if anything, it may have been 90 minutes.
1 hour, 39 minutes.
Yeah,
that's short.
That's
just
short.
Over 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you miss short movies, or do you prefer longer movies?
As much as I have to pay to go to the movies.
That's kind of what I'm going to a movie theater, about two hours. I want a long... Now, when I'm watching at home, I like them to be a little shorter.
Yeah.
Especially because you don't start a movie till like 8:30, and then you get one of those that's like 3 hours, and you're like, I want to go to bed.
I guess the 90 minutes was a result because when they went to TV... they were going to put commercials in, so that would make it two hours, 30 minutes of commercials.
Well, I think that used to be like it's the Oscar. You can be nominated for an Oscar if your movie is longer than 90 minutes. If it's shorter, it's considered a short film.
Yeah,
I think.
And back in the day, they used to think, well, you have to hit that sweet spot if it's a, because that happened with The Godfather. It was in that kind of behind the scenes documentary type thing that was done. Because one of the Godfather movies was going to be too long, and they said, so what, let's play it. And it's like, well, this is going to bomb, and it didn't, as it was one of the longer movies of the time. So
They used to have 90-minute TV shows, like The Virginian, and Wagon Train was for a little while, some of those. And if you'll notice, if you watch an episode of The Virginian, there's an awful lot of horse riding.
Yeah,
just the camera, just showing the horse,
just going
all the way,
like fill that
smaller, to fill in that
storyline. Yeah,
but I think the Avengers movies kind of ruined runtime. Like Avengers Endgame was like 3 hours long. The Avatar movies are long like that; they're about 3 hours. But it's all movie theater spectacle, and if you're paying that much to go see a movie, make it long. But I gotta pee.
Yeah, and my popcorn's gonna run out before.
I'm gonna have to go back.
Well, that brings up when I think it was in that documentary, or it's not a documentary. It was kind of a behind the scenes series about the making of The Godfather. But there was, we need to put an intermission in this movie.
I do miss an intermission. Now, The Godfather is 2 hours and 55 minutes is the runtime of The Godfather.
Yeah, I miss an intermission too. I don't know why they got rid of them.
Especially for. Now, for an hour and a half movie, I don't care about an intermission. Right. But for a movie like The Godfather, I know that was one of the things that they talked about with Avengers Endgame was putting an intermission in the movie, I think would have been great.
While we're talking about movies, I can't wait for The Naked Gun to come out with Liam Neeson.
It actually looks pretty good.
Yeah, it does.
It'll be interesting for sure. Speaking of interesting, after sports news, we've got random questions. More of the Wake Up Crew here coming up.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
A new rule for the All-Star Game and a brief home run derby at the end. The National League beat the American League. Kyle Schwarber named game MVP. He had home runs in all three of his late swings. The National League had led 6-0 after six innings, in part due to Pete Alonso's three-run homer in the sixth. The American League eventually tied it, though, 6-6 with two runs in the ninth. The National League takes it in the swing-off. MLB's regular season games resume on Friday. The Rays would host postseason games in the 10,000-seat stadium they're using this year. Their usual stadium is unavailable all year after hurricane damage. Caitlin Clark is due to be in Friday's three-point shootout at WNBA All-Star Weekend, which is in Indianapolis. But in tonight's Indiana victory over Connecticut, Clark, who had 14 points, was injured, leaving late in the game with another groin injury. The Jets gave defensive back Sauce Gardner a four-year extension.
Do you love to read?
Love to read.
Tell us about the library at Adams Place.
We have an amazing library. It's like a library at a big estate. You know, there are just so many books. You just come, pick out one you want, take it home, read it, take it back. It's just great.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Dozens of vendors. One local tradition.
Plump, juicy tomatoes.
The Farmer's Market. Every Tuesday and Friday, 7 a.m. to 1.
Pick fresh this morning.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Farm fresh eggs.
At 315 John R. Rice Boulevard.
50 years strong. Come see why.
Since 1989, Franklin's Printworks has been Rutherford County's trusted print partner, delivering high quality, fast turnaround printing for businesses, organizations, and individuals.
Letterhead, envelopes, business cards, brochures, booklets, all that is still our bread and butter. We do it every day.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Printworks.
The needs have evolved for most businesses, and they're looking for a large format capability, or they're looking for a direct mail capability. We're glad to help with those.
Franklin's Printworks, your local printing experts.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm attorney John Day. Many lawyers are quick to say that they'll take the insurance company to court for you. But how do you know if the lawyer is an experienced trial attorney? Ask them if they're certified. And in order to be certified, you have to have tried a lot of cases, taken a two-day test, and get recommendations from judges and other lawyers. My wife Joy and I are both certified as civil trial specialists, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community since 1936. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help. Connect online or download the My MTE app.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
722, the time, Wake Up Crew, the show, and random questions next.
And now, it's time for Random Questions with your host, John Dinkins.
And we go with Random Questions. We're glad to have you back, Dalton.
I'm happy to be back. Although I did a Random Questions just from home.
Yeah. What's the last thing you do before leaving your home to go away for a few days?
I know what the last thing you do is. Pack the car, probably. I just pack the car and leave. Now, you're going to double-check everything like four or five times.
That's what I do.
And then you'll probably come back home to check it before you fully leave.
Mm-hmm. Check, make sure the stove is off. No, that's always, make sure the doors are locked.
And even though the stove hasn't been on for a week, drive back home after you get on to Thompson Lane to make sure it's off.
I don't think I've done that.
And that used to be, every Sunday when we go to church, that used to be the coffee maker, back when we had a real coffee maker, not a Keurig. He'd always forget if he turned it on or off, and so we'd turn around from driving to church to come home to check the coffee maker.
Like, if I'm over here to work, I don't cook my breakfast. I don't cook breakfast when I've got to come to work, you know, because, you know, plus I'm in a daze at 5 in the morning. But if your birthday could be on a different date, which one would you choose and why?
15th. Nice, even number. It's kind of like right smack dab in the middle of the month. Mine's pretty close to the middle, but I don't know. I'd want a 0 or a 5, like 10, 15, 20, something like that.
See, I'm kind of, I'd like to have a summer birthday. I don't like September 21st.
Well, I don't mind the day, 5, but I don't like January. Yeah. I'd rather it be
like
something
July.
Like, you know,
oh, you're an
spring.
Afterthought after Christmas.
I know.
Yeah.
Always
although I got you a gift this year, but whatever. Yeah. July 15th sounds really good. It's almost like right halfway through the year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Tried to make it, but hey.
I think August is a good month to have a birthday because nobody's born in August.
Back to school.
That's because mamas don't want to carry babies through the summertime.
Yeah, that's right. What childhood toy, if you have one, do you still have today?
I don't think I have any of my childhood toys. They all got burned or something. He made me watch as he threw them in a fire, I'm sure.
Remember him? Remember G.I. Joe? Into the fire.
Watch it. Watch it burn.
No, that probably happened when he did something or I stepped on it. I used to still have a Nintendo until Bobby took it.
Oh, you shouldn't have given it to her.
I know.
That wasn't a childhood Nintendo.
Well, no, but I had one since childhood.
Oh, right.
Using your MacGyver-like skills.
You have a toy
I have MacGyver-like skills.
Don't you have a doll that your mom made? Now, it wasn't made for you, but...
Sir.
I'm sorry.
We're on to the next question.
I know his answer.
Using your MacGyver-like skills, what could you use to escape from a flooded underground tunnel?
Anything. I'll hold my breath till I'm free.
I would drown if I was in underground, underwater.
Probably, yeah. Maybe you could hold on to a pipe in a tunnel.
To use a pipe to, like, bend the...
I probably have a paperclip in my pocket.
You ever seen that Sylvester Stallone movie where they're in a tunnel like that?
I'd pull a little straw out of my pocket.
You'd hit your head on something.
It'd slip on the floor before getting in the cave.
Well, that's a weird name. Okay. Would you eat packaged food that passed its expiration date?
Depends on the food. Some things, yes. Some things, no.
I would eat bread if I checked for mold.
Bread, anything. Yeah, anything dairy, no.
Yeah. I don't eat chicken or anything like that.
Right. No, probably not. Yeah. Sometimes uncooked meat, if it looks good and smells fine, I'll go ahead and cook it.
You'll have to preface that by saying on purpose, because I've not on purpose eaten things that are out of date.
Every time I go over to your house, I'll like walk to the fridge and I need to throw away your cheese.
I have to do a daily check, a weekly check. Every Friday I go and check my refrigerator because I throw out half of it.
Yeah.
I don't know why I go to the store.
Me either.
You've spilled red wine on a white carpet. What do you do?
Cut it out. Sell it as an impressionist artwork.
Okay, that's an interesting answer.
Probably fight the dogs away from licking up the wine on the floor.
That's probably true at your house.
We've had snakes on a plane, so what would you like to put on a plane next?
Myself on a trip to the beach.
Let's go with llamas.
Llamas.
Yeah. Llamas on a plane. That sounds like a good movie.
Did the Tooth Fairy visit your home when you were little?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I had a little pillow.
And the Tooth Fairy also visited my grandfather's house. And the Tooth Fairy at Grandpa's house did not give nearly as much money as the Tooth Fairy at home. Well,
What did the Tooth Fairy give you, like, money-wise?
Like a couple dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then at Granddaddy's house, Tooth Fairy gave like a couple nickels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine was a quarter growing up.
Recessionary times.
Was yours a quarter growing up or?
I don't remember.
No, it's probably a penny. That would be your daddy.
No, it
would
have been mom probably.
What has happened in your life that you never thought would?
I don't know. I didn't think I'd live this long, if I'm being honest.
I didn't think I'd have grandchildren.
Yeah, that's probably a pretty good one for me, too.
All right, that's a look at random questions.
Especially if he's not going to live long.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Wanda Copley at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
There are many things that I really like about being at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Number one is the staff. They are very caring and seem to care about us as individuals and work really, really hard to provide a variety of activities that anybody could find something that they want to do if they move to the Villages of Murfreesboro.
Come see us, the Villages of Murfreesboro. We're near the Avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's Word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
The
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, welcome back to a Wednesday morning. It is the 16th of July, episode 1700 of the Wake Up Crew.
And happy birthday today to Shannon Cush, John Garrett, Gary Sladen, Vic Rumor, Daniel Curry, JoJo Collier, Edna Windrow, Mike Courtney, Tamara Neely, and Michelle Burke.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these folks, get them into us. 615-893-1450 is the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays is the website. And a delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig. That's the prize. Get them in now.
Yes, this is your deadline time. Call, text, and let us know who's celebrating. Time now for a look at the news.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Call the law offices of John Day.
Before the news, we've got a look at weather, then your traffic report here on the Wake Up Crew this morning.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. A few afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 95 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 75. Then another afternoon chance for showers and storms on Thursday with highs heading back to 95. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 73.
Good morning, TDOT's out here working with a couple of accidents, trying to build a little bit more with volume as we check it out live again. On 40 West, as you come in from Hermitage, Donaldson, all that traffic being pushed in right now from Wilson County towards Nashville. 65 is just now starting to slow down a little bit here southbound at Trinity Lane as that starts to get a little heavy down through Madison as well on 65. Hey, when it comes to moving, you need True Friends Moving Company here in Middle Tennessee. These guys are the best. True Friends Moving Company, check them out online or give them a call at 615-240-2811. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Rutherford County and Murfreesboro City Schools are easing families into the 2025-2026 academic year with staggered schedules aimed at reducing stress. Rutherford County Schools will begin Wednesday, August the 6th, with a two-hour orientation to help students adjust and meet teachers. Thursday, August 7th, is reserved for teacher preparation, giving students a pause before their first full day on Friday, August the 8th. Murfreesboro City Schools start earlier with a professional development day on Friday, August the 1st, followed by open houses on Monday, August 4th, from 4 to 5:30 p.m. A half day for grades 1 through 6 is set for Wednesday, August the 6th, and staff will use Thursday, August 7th for planning before students return for their first full day on August 8th. Meanwhile, in Murfreesboro, an off-duty Coffee County deputy is facing serious charges after an altercation at McKnight Park. Murfreesboro police responded Saturday afternoon to reports of a disturbance in the pool locker room, where bystanders were restraining 32-year-old Miles White. Officers say that White resisted arrest and fought with them before being taken into custody. He now faces two counts of assault on an officer, public intoxication, and resisting arrest. The Coffee County Sheriff's Office confirmed White's employment has been terminated, emphasizing accountability and transparency in the wake of his arrest. White, a resident of Eastel Springs, was booked into the Rutherford County Detention Center on an $11,500 bond. That's all for now. For more local news, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast wherever you already listen. I'm Dalton Barrett for WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Do you want lights?
You can't believe the lights we have at the Restore.
Oh, yes, sir. We have lighting.
Chandeliers, pendants, flesh mounts, table lamps.
Just come down and take a look.
Shopping at the Restore.
Shop, yeah. Donate, and save at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Come see us.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35 is the time here from News Radio, WGNS, and time for another rousing game of
Name That Tune.
We're going to play a song. We're going to name that tune. That's how we play. First song up.
Titanic.
Jeez.
What's that Celine, name of the song?
Celine Dion.
Yeah, Big Mouth, go ahead.
Well,
yeah.
Do you know the rest of it? Celine Dion.
Whoever gets it first gets a point. You don't get the full thing till you get the year for this
1998.
One. 1998. I'll go
97. It's
97. Oh, well, he's got all the answers over there. You're disqualified.
It's the song of the day one day this week. So he's on it
tomorrow, actually.
He's disqualified.
All right, next one.
We don't need no education.
Oh, don't be Googling it. Look at him. He was Googling it.
No, I wasn't.
I want to say ACDC.
Leave Those Kids Alone.
Yeah.
That is not the name of it.
No.
Artist? You get a point for the artist if you can name him.
Not R.E.M.
Teacher, Leave Those Kids Alone.
Pink Floyd.
Bing, bang. You are correct. Do you know the year? Do you want to try for the year for an extra point?
No, I could throw one out there. 1985.
No, it was 1980. Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall. Mm. But, John, that's 1 point for you.
Name that tune.
Oh, this is all you, man.
All right.
I could tell.
No. I have no clue.
Any guesses?
Jonas Brothers.
No. 1996, Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac. Return of the Mac.
Oh, I didn't know that was even the name of it.
Name that tune.
Johnny Cash.
Which one?
I Walked the Line.
Year?
1962.
I'm going to go 57.
It was 56. That's 2 points for John. 0 points for you. That brings your total up to
three.
Four.
Four, yeah.
And your total to one.
Well, just do your job.
Two.
I hate long introductions.
Soak up the sun.
Yeah.
Okay. That's 1 point.
Gosh, what's her name? Oh, I love her too. Oh. I love her. Can't think of her. I want to say Sherry, but that's not right.
Anybody want to guess year?
Oh, I had it. I had it and I lost it.
99.
That is incorrect.
She dated the bicycle guy.
Lance Armstrong?
Yeah. I have to let
it
me
is Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl.
2002.
Sherry, see?
Choke Up the Sun. So that, John, that brings your total up to five. Yours is...
Name that tune.
No clue.
I love you.
Love you every Way I Do, something like that.
This is
Janet Jackson.
No. Oh. This is Nelly, Dilemma.
Dilemma.
Oh, one more.
Name that tune.
Hey, good looking.
Hank Williams.
Okay, that's a point for each. What's the year?
1946.
1950.
So close. It was 1951. John, you slammed 6-3.
Don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe?
That brisket came from your cow, right?
Yep, raised her, named her, thanked her, and now she's dinner.
Rutherford County Farmers Market. There's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7-1 at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
When is the right time to move to Adams Place?
I have enjoyed Adams Place much better than living in my house. After my wife passed away, what you're doing is you're getting people that you can interact with and have fun. Consider coming to Adams Place.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place, across from Walmart.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep
online at tireworld.us.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping up shop for Wednesday morning, hump day edition of the Wake Up Crew. Hope you have a good Wednesday out there, everybody. The Wake Up Crew powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Avoid using ovens or, you know, stoves during, well, all times of the day for me, but during the heat of the day. Try something like grilling out, microwave, slow cooker. Keep your home from getting so hot during these hot summer months. MTE.com/myenergyplan is where you can go get lots of information.
Don't you tell me when to cook, MTE. My bill was a lot.
That's because you cooked in the middle of the day. Yvette Clark, our good neighbor of the day, for helping keep the staff at MTSU well-connected in all that she does in information technology. Yvette Clark, recipient of flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS, good neighbor of the day today. Send in your good neighbor, text neighbor to 615-893-1450. WGNSradio.com/good neighbor will get it to us here as well. We'll make them the good neighbor of the day, maybe even as early as next week, but get them in soon.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Why did the orange stop halfway up the hill?
I don't know why.
He ran out of juice.
Replay.
A split decision, the positive one. It's a thumbs up.
In hindsight, still as good as you thought?
No.
Never is it?
No.
Did you hear about the photographer who was hurt?
Whoa.
This is one I've already done. Did you hear about the photographer who was hurt when the cheese fell on him?
Mm-mm.
Crowd tried to warn him. Cheese!
That's pretty good. I like that. Thumbs up.
Did you hear about the man who evaporated?
No.
He'll be missed.
Thumbs up. Yeah, that's a good one. Any more? Run me one more. Give me one more.
All you're doing is proving my point. They were all thumbs up for me.
Well, what kind of teacher never toots in public?
I don't know.
I can't. I said the other word. A private tutor.
That's pretty good. Thumbs up.
Okay.
I think you owe me an apology.
Oh, I didn't say anything while you were doing it.
I think you owe me an apology. Not for this, just for the life I've lived.
Well, good luck getting that.
What have we learned today, friends?
You went ahead without the music.
I thought I was like segueing into the music, but is what I was doing.
You're not. You don't segue.
Okay, I'm going to go. I'll just leave.
You don't segue.
Just trying to move us along here. Nobody was saying anything. I can see the audio going. There were like 2 seconds of silence. I was just trying to move us on.
You don't go up to the pilot and say, you know, you may want to drop altitude.
John does it all the time.
But he's a pilot.
I'm the co-pilot.
Okay. Does that make me a stewardess?
You pilot your own time, and I pilot my own time.
So I'm just like a steward. I'm walking around clicking the seatbelt or whatever.
You're the guy doing the luggage underneath.
I wasn't being ugly. I was trying to prevent you from getting yelled at because you did it before the music started.
There was silence. Nobody was saying anything.
I understand that, but there are protocol.
Sometimes. Exactly. See? You understand.
I do. I've been yelled at enough.
Sometimes you have to let things rest.
I'm really 39 years old, but after working with him for so long, I look this way.
We were born the same year, actually.
Hey, that's a historical fact.
That's one of the things we did, didn't it?
Huh? Oh, yeah, one we didn't get to on the air that I thought was fun.
We did the whole hour. My whole hour was that.
In only four years, so in 2029, the Twin Towers will have been fallen longer than they ever stood.
That's a good one.
That's crazy.
That's a good one to end on.
And I think, 98 when there was an attempt to try to blow it up and it was almost successful?